All right, so that's the end of class. Remember, your papers are due next Thursday. This counts as 25% of your grade. Wait a second, honey. Yes, you, honey. Can you please stay here? No, you're not in trouble. I just wanted to talk with you. First, let me just close the door and lock it. We don't want any interruptions now. Now, I've noticed that your grades have been slipping recently. Is everything okay? Are you being bullied? You say no. That's good to hear. How's your family life? I'm sorry if this makes you uncomfortable. I just want to make sure that everything is okay. Okay, you say everything is okay. That's good to hear. Have you been eating and sleeping properly? You haven't. Why not? You're worried about this upcoming paper. Whatever for, you're one of the smartest students in my class. I would even say you're the smartest student that I've had the privilege of teaching, but I must admit that you not eating and sleeping properly worries me. Might I ask why you're doing this? Because... you're helping your friends out. This paper is supposed to be done alone. I see you gave out your main ideas to help your friends out, and now you don't know quite what to write about. You don't want to be blamed for plagiarism, but you don't know what to write about now. You just don't feel encouraged on this assignment anymore. Well, that's not so good. Let's see if we can change that up, shall we? Do you mind if I come a little closer? No, that's not close enough. And I thought you were a good listener. Did I tell you that you're my favorite student? I know. A teacher should never have favorites, but I just can't resist. It's not professional and all that, but I don't really care about those details right now. After all, I have always said the details are important. But just this once, let's just overlook those particular details. Did I ever tell you that you have the most mesmerizing eyes? Why am I looking at them? Well, I can always let my eyes wander instead of staying on your face. You see, I can help you. In return, I need your assistance with something. How does that sound? What am I doing? Just letting my eyes wander a little. Don't worry about that, dear. I mean, I can't help but expect to stare at such a beautiful student. Come, sit down next to me. You want help on your paper, right? You see, being there at a desk just won't do. Come sit with your teacher, dear. I don't bite too much. I'm sorry. If you'd like, I'll bite quite a bit. You could have put those ideas of yours to a much better use than giving them to your friends. You should have used them for yourself. There's no harm in getting a little selfish. Good. It seems you can still listen. I did tell you to sit with your teacher. Why are you backing away from me? I'm scaring you? Oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't my intention at all. Here, I'll sit behind my desk. Come now. Come here. Sit with your teacher, dear. My lap is wide open for you. Why not take a seat in the comfiest spot you'll find in this classroom? It's a lot better than any other chair. What? I'm not up to anything. I don't know why you look oh so suspicious. No, no, you can't escape even if you wanted to. The windows and doors are locked. I'm the only one with the passcode to unlock any of them. No, no, the windows don't have glass in them. They're jail cell windows, so I would just accept your fate instead of trying to find your way out. Again, my lap is waiting for you. It's going to get cold and lonely at this rate. Oh, good. I'm glad to see you're finally coming to your senses. I wasn't lying when I said this is the comfiest seat you'll ever have. Thick thighs save lives, you know. Besides, they are the perfect width to keep you held captive. Didn't you notice I pinned your legs down? No escape for you. Okay, let me get out some fresh parchment. The feel of fresh parchment in the morning is just simply the best. The way it feels is just hard to describe. You have to experience it for yourself. Go on, dear. It's waiting for you to start writing. I will warn you, though. The more time you waste, the more I get to tease you in all the best ways I can think of. Aww. Is that all you're going to write? Two little sentences. You just wrote two little sentences and stopped. What's wrong, dear? Did you hit a blockade so soon? I'm distracting you. Oh my. I hope it's in a wonderful way. I hope you don't mind me leaning in close, licking your hair so slowly. All the moistness from my tongue against your ears. Doesn't that feel good? And my hands gently ghosting down your body. Oh. Am I distracting you even more? Very good. consider this an exam. Let's see how well you can write your entire assignment without being stopped by my distractions. Does that sound fair to you? It doesn't. That's too bad, dear. You're not in any place to be making any sort of demands like that. You're the student, dear. I'm the teacher. Who has all the power here? Is it you? No. Yes, the principal is outside this room. But inside of this room, it's me. It would be in your best interest to listen well to your teacher. You are my favorite, after all. Succeed. And you could even become my personal pet. Wouldn't you like that? Someone to own you. I thought so. Back to writing, my dear student. We have all afternoon. I would for this to take more than just one afternoon, after all. What do I mean? I doubt you want to return home late, right? I mean, I can always take you home myself. Oh my. The thing is, if I do that, I don't think I'd let you leave. I don't think you want to know what I'd do with you then. Oh, you do want to know. I would keep you safe under lock and key. I'll have you bound and gagged in my basement. Only allowed to come up for air to go to the bathroom and eat your meals. You're shivering a lot there, dear. Are you okay? Are you cold? Are you afraid? Are you excited? Both. Very good. As you should be. I take my job very seriously. I have to take care of my prized students, after all. I'm sure my methods are drastic, but they are done with reasons behind them. Oh no, I already confiscated your phone. Remember, it smashed into pieces in that trash bin over there. You won't be calling for help anytime soon. I wouldn't let you anyway. I doubt you can really say no. I took all of your electronics away. They are all destroyed beyond repair. I can't have my favorite student walk away so easily. Oh, what's the matter? Your shivers have gotten worse. All I'm really doing is gently rubbing my fingers down your spine. Yes, this is gentle. Do you want a rough touch? If so, I can easily arrange that by digging my nails into you. It depends on what you want. Do you want gentle or rough? Alright then, gentle it is. But please do keep in mind what I did tell you about taking you home is something I plan to see through. You won't come with me willingly. That's a real shame. That's okay. I have ways of making you come with me of your own accord. Drugs are the easy way out. I don't want to have to resort to that. And I do have you in a vulnerable position here. I do have you pinned down with my legs. All the while, I have my hands running up and down your body. Oh, there's a lot that I can explore here. I hope you don't mind. Your cheeks are heating up. Are you feeling all right? Oh, yes. I plan to keep you forever. Or at least as long as I possibly can. We'll have to see how long it lasts. Now come on. We'll be late if we wait too much longer in the classroom. My very best student. All right then. The doors and windows are unlocked. I think it's best to grab you by the wrist, like this. Very good, my dear. I'm glad you decided not to struggle. Let's go. Time to finally take you home.